probably the main pest that we're concerned with at this point across the whole state is spruce bark beetle in the higher elevation Engelmann spruce. But we have, in the past few years, experienced quite a bit of other bark beetle activity, in particular with mountain pine beetle in lodgepole pine, and that's what we're seeing right now is a lot of past, older mortality, as well as some newer stuff going on in the higher elevation spruce.
And is that true of private and state forests in the Roaring Fork Valley area?
Yeah, for the most part it is. Although I will say the Roaring Fork Valley is kind of on the fringes of the extent of lodgepole pine in the state of Colorado. Most of the lodgepole pine is confined to the northern and central mountains in the state of Colorado. Although we've got quite a bit around Aspen, as you look up, for instance, on Smuggler Mountain or the Independence Pass area, that's kind of the far extent, the far west and southern extent of lodgepole in Colorado. So for one reason or another, the mountain pine beetle hasn't had the complete wipeout effect that it has in other parts of the state.
And what about the spruce bark beetle?
Well, the spruce bark beetle is probably kind of headed this way, is what I'm going to say. The activity has been centered in the southwest part of the state so far, the San Juan Range. We're starting to see some of that poke up on the Grand Mesa area here, just east of Grand Junction. And there's indications that some of the higher drainages are going to be impacted within the Roaring Fork drainage as well, ultimately. But you never know with these things. It's really hard to predict.
Kelly, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.